It could all be gone tomorrow. I don't care who you are. They could take away your money, your freedom, your right to breathe, for no reason more serious than the fact that you talked about blah, blah. See, I have to say blah, blah now, because if I actually say blah, blah, they'll put me back in the cage. And then I'll have to blast somebody's blah. It's a requirement in prison. Even if you don't want to, even if you resist, eventually a bunch of big dumb guys are going to trap you in the shower and make you blah their blast. It happened to me, it could happen to you. So that's why I don't say blah blang anymore. Because if you keep saying it, sooner or later, you're going to have to do it. And take my word for it, it's not worth the trade-off. Nobody's immune. You could be the richest and most influential man in the world. You could be driving in your custom Eldorado through a yellow light just as it's about to turn red, and that's the end of it. You get pulled over by a big macho 20-year-old rookie cop who makes $100 a week. He gives you a ticket. You get pissed off, and you call him a blah, 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 and he puts handcuffs on you, and then your life's in his control. I mean, he locks you in a cell. He loses the paperwork. He forgets to let you make a phone call. And by the time your trial date comes, you're so furious, you lose your temper, and you call the judge a blah, blah, blah. Well, he gives you 10 years in prison, and then you're a caged animal. What was the point of being the richest and most influential man in the world yesterday? The President of the United States, he's not even immune. I mean, he could say blah, 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 and that could be the end of it. I mean, think about it. The President could go out and get his blah, blah, and then some congressional committee could decide that it's a crime to get your blah, blah. So the President could say, I never got my blah, blah. But the committee could tell him, we have witnesses who swear they blah your blah, and tapes and phone conversations in which the witnesses tell their friends that they blah their blah. So not only did you get your blah, blah, they lied, but you also lied about getting your blah, blah. And the committee could decide at their own discretion that the President isn't entitled to a fair trial. He isn't entitled to constitutional protections. He isn't entitled to protest when they do things like illegally tap his phone. All his friends and all the people that he confided in could be dragged in front of the committee and forced to testify against him. He isn't entitled to basic rights like attorney-client privilege or indictment by an impartial grand jury. And there's no tangible evidence beyond the words of some people of questionable character. At best, even if they're all telling the truth, the worst thing he did was lie about getting his blah, blah. But it doesn't matter. A handful of guys in pseudo-expensive suits and polka-dotted ties decide that they don't want this guy to be president anymore, so he's finished. He's through. He's on his way to prison, where he's probably going to have to blah somebody else's blah. Hey. It could happen.